You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to Issues Etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
So this is the site of our brand new building here in Illinois. We know that our colleagues at other Planned Parenthoods and independent abortion clinics across the country have had difficulty opening new clinics. Things as simple as getting the phone company to come in and put phone and data lines, things like the cabinet makers not showing up to deliver once they knew that that facility was going to be an abortion facility. The truth is that our patients want easier access, and for some, the 13-mile drive from our St. Louis clinic to this Illinois clinic is an opportunity for them to get that care with less judgment, with less restriction, and with far fewer hoops to jump through.
That's Colleen McNicholas, the Chief Medical Officer of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in Southwest Missouri, speaking to CBS News about the construction, the secret construction of a Planned Parenthood mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East, a business decision as well. What is the strategy here on the part of Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the United States? What is its strategy in building these mega clinics and often building them, well, at least metaphorically, under the cover of darkness? And what do they do when people don't want to do business with them? The people who build buildings don't want to do business with them. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Wednesday afternoon, October the 9th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood manager, about the building of a secret Planned Parenthood mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. After that, Luke Goodrich, attorney for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, joins us to talk about the Supreme Court and LGBT employment rights. The Supreme Court heard arguments and sent a few smoke signals on how they might decide employment discrimination suits that are before them. Terry Mattingly will be with us after that. We'll talk about media coverage of the clergy sexual abuse scandal in the Southern Baptist Convention. Then we'll discuss transgenderism and the Illinois public schools with Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist. Joining us to talk about the building of a secret Planned Parenthood mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East, Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood manager, CEO, and founder of And Then There Were None. Her work as a Planned Parenthood employee is the subject of the movie Unplanned, and she's also author of the book Unplanned. Abby, welcome back.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me on.
What was your reaction upon learning that Planned Parenthood had built this mega clinic in secret?
I mean, I wasn't surprised. This is pretty much their MO. They do this so that pro-life groups won't get wind of it and then make contact with contractors and slow down the process of getting these buildings opened. So it's pretty standard. This is what they do. Not surprising on the location, considering the battle that's going on in Missouri.
So do you know of other abortion clinics that were built in secret?
Yeah, there's been quite a few. Fortunately, a lot of times people have found out through different contract workers what the building's going to be. But yeah, I mean, this is certainly not the first time this has happened.
You mentioned that they do this in order to keep the pro-life groups in the dark. Does it also have a tendency to keep, as you mentioned, even people participating in the construction in the dark too?
Yeah, for sure. They did this in Austin, actually, when they were constructing the building here, and somehow it got out that they were building a Planned Parenthood, and some pro-life people had found out. And so this is actually interesting. We were having some work done on our kitchen, and the contractor that was working on our kitchen told me this story. He said that he had been doing some of the contract work at the Planned Parenthood building, but did not know it was a Planned Parenthood. They had just told the team that it was a medical office. And it was actually pro-lifers who ended up alerting him and letting him know this is actually going to be an abortion facility. And he and his team walked off the job that day. So, yeah, it's absolutely a way to keep really everybody in the dark.
When you were employed by Planned Parenthood, were you aware of businesses that refused to do business with Planned Parenthood for conscience reasons?
Oh, yeah. We were building, actually at the time, we were building our abortion facility, which was the largest abortion facility, is the largest abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere, and it was being built in Houston. And we had attempted to do it secretly, didn't work out, people found out. And so we had contractors who had, you know, once they found out, they canceled on us and said, we're not going to work here anymore. And once you're in that position where you're having to really sort of beg contractors to work for you, and subcontractors, they drive the price up. And so your project, like our project for the building in Houston, was somewhere we had estimated around $17 million. It ended up costing us around $20 million because the contractors we were having to hire knew that we were having a hard time. So the bids they were giving us were pretty expensive.
You mentioned that it was, at the time, the largest facility of Planned Parenthood operates. How large was the clinic there?
It's 78,000 square feet. It's 7 stories tall. It's a very large facility.
So what is the reasoning behind these mega clinics from Planned Parenthood's perspective?
Well, I think Planned Parenthood is essentially trying to close down these smaller facilities, and I believe that they are really trying to sort of be in charge of that industry. So putting these smaller clinics out of business and then absorbing the abortion doctors that work for those smaller clinics into their larger clinics. There's not enough abortion providers to continue the work at all of these separate locations. And so I think Planned Parenthood's goal, and it's just a guess, but I think the goal is that they want to be the primary abortion provider, providing the overwhelming majority of abortions at their facilities while pulling these physicians from smaller clinics into their larger clinics.
Is that also a problem for them, trying to find physicians who will perform abortions?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a problem. That, you know, they've talked about how that's been very difficult. It's been very difficult for them to find providers for several years.
So it sounds as though Planned Parenthood is trying to edge out the competition in the abortion industry.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. I mean, their abortion numbers continue to go up. We see that Planned Parenthood is taking on more and more of the industry's abortions performed every year. So, you know, used to it was, you know, a quarter of abortions performed in the U.S. were performed by Planned Parenthood. Then it was, you know, about a third of them are performed by Planned Parenthood. Now we're actually inching up to almost half of abortions performed in the U.S. are performed by Planned Parenthood. And I think they want that number to continue to increase.
In a sense, though, they are trying to have their cake and eat it, too. We hear a lot from Planned Parenthood about the closing of facilities because of legal and regulatory restrictions, and yet it sounds like abortion facilities closing in part due to their business practice.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I think they're mostly concerned about their clinic closing. I don't think they're as concerned about these smaller clinics closing. They might say it in a press release or something talking about just how pro-lifers are infringing upon people's rights. We see, you know, these clinics closing. But I think in the end, I mean, this just means more business for them. It means more profit for them. And they are a business. They're in this to make money. So I don't think they're heartbroken about these smaller clinics closing across the country.
Planned Parenthood has been saying in the press that it built this mega clinic in Illinois to counter Missouri's legal restrictions on abortion. How do you respond to that?
it's a shame that you have sort of the just the difference in states. And you've got Missouri, which is incredibly and rightfully so restrictive on abortion. And then you have just right next to it is Illinois, which is just sort of a free-for-all when it comes to abortion services. So, yeah, I mean, it's no surprise. It's only minutes from the Missouri border, only actually a few miles from that last remaining clinic in St. Louis. So not surprising at all that they would do this and try to get more clients from Missouri into this now Illinois facility.
Do you think that they are anticipating the eventual permanent closure of that Missouri facility, given the fact that it's really only staying open by a judge's edict at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to plan strategically for a number of clinic closures. I think that they know that that is likely to continue to happen. And even just these supposed healthcare services they're providing, those are on the decline. I mean, people just aren't going to Planned Parenthood like they used to even 10 to 20 years ago for healthcare visits. Planned Parenthood is synonymous with abortion in our country. And so I think that they're just, I don't think they're trying to hide that anymore. We now see Planned Parenthood facilities that are abortion providing only. So they are only providing abortion 6 days a week, 50 hours a week. And so I think that we're going to continue to see really what they've been about all along. They have figured out what is going to make them the most money, and it's not providing birth control. It's not providing STD testing. It is providing abortion. And I think that they are preparing for, well, you know, they lost some Title X funding. I think they're anticipating losing more and more funding. We've seen states defund them. And as states defund them, the smaller Planned Parenthood non-abortion clinics are not going to be able to stay open. So I think in response to that, they are building these large facilities that can handle more abortion services because that's a higher profit for them.
Abby Johnson is our guest, a former Planned Parenthood manager. We're talking about the building of a secret Planned Parenthood mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. Does all that help us understand the recent dust up between Dr. Leanna Wen, that very short term president of Planned Parenthood, and the organization? We'll get an answer for that after this. Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/LCMSU.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking with Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood manager, about the building of a secret Planned Parenthood mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. Abby, before the break, you were talking about the shift in the mindset of Planned Parenthood toward abortion, kind of only abortion all the time. Does that help us understand the recent conflict between the short-term president, Dr. Leanna Wen, and her departure from Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting that they chose a physician. Of course, a physician is primarily going to be someone who wants to truly see abortion become rare. I mean, that's what you would hope, unless they're an actual abortion-providing doctor. Most physicians, even if they're pro-choice, are not going to say, yeah, I mean, I think women getting abortions is a great thing. I mean, most people are going to say, no, let's work to prevent abortion. I think that's exactly what Dr. Leanna Wen wanted. I think that's what she went in there aiming to do and was quickly batted down and was told, no, I mean, our focus is abortion. She was there about 10 months and then was fired in a secret meeting because she's not an abortion activist. She's a doctor. She really wants to help women. And I think she soon found out that that's really not what they're about.
Give us a picture, if you would, Abby, of what actually happens day to day in a Planned Parenthood facility.
Well, it just sort of varies on the type of facility. I mean, if it's an abortion facility, then, you know, they're getting women in early in the morning, getting them set up and ready for their abortion procedures, getting all of the paperwork signed, doing lab work, and trying to sort of feed them through that conveyor belt that they call healthcare. They're trying to feed them through that as quickly as possible. They want women on and off the table in about 5 minutes. So in the morning, they get a lot of patients in at one time. They get all the paperwork done. They sort of line them up in chairs along a back wall and just start feeding them through the exam rooms. They usually have one doctor that's just going from room to room doing the abortions. The women go into the recovery room for about 20 minutes, if even that, and then they're sent out with some saltine crackers and some water or juice, and they're sent out, and that's it. Pretty straightforward. If they are a non-abortion providing Planned Parenthood, but more of an abortion referral center, those centers are going to be providing some different forms of health care. So they're going to be doing primarily birth control visits. They're also going to be doing STD testing here and there, maybe a few while woman exams. They're primarily open for birth control visits. Don't have doctors in those clinics. You have nurses that are seeing patients. When the patients are being seen, the only doctors that ever work at Planned Parenthood facilities are the ones that are performing abortions.
After the women leave, after the abortion, is there any follow-up? I'm just thinking about, you know, I had a recent trip to the doctor and I got a call from the doctor a couple of days later to one of the nurses just said, how are things going? Any improvement? Just to check up on me. Is anything like that done in Planned Parenthood with a woman who's had an abortion?
No, there's no follow-up care. We used to tell women, you know, come back at 3 weeks for a follow-up after a surgical abortion, but I was recently told by a Planned Parenthood worker that they have done away with that in their protocol, so they're not even doing follow-up checks on women after they have abortions anymore.
It was recently reported that there was the discovery of the remains of more than 2,000 aborted babies in an Indiana abortionist's home. As someone who used to work for Planned Parenthood, how can you explain that kind of behavior?
You know, I really can't. I mean, it's bizarre. I mean, I thought of sort of two different scenarios, I guess one more charitable than the other. Dr. Clauffer lost his license and ability to perform abortions in 2013. And I thought, well, you know, maybe he was performing them at an offsite location and then, you know, didn't obviously have a contract for biohazard waste disposal. So, you know, maybe he was just taking them home. But the other thought is that, you know, when you are killing babies every day, when you're performing abortions every day, when it's your hand that's participating in that, that's actually doing the killing, you become sick. And, you know, we often hear about serial killers keeping trophies of their victims. And I just, when I heard about that, I couldn't help but think of the similarities there, that they were almost like trophies that he had kept in his home for some reason. It's diabolical. I mean, it's something I don't think any healthy mind could ever really understand.
I believe just yesterday, Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee announced that it was going to dedicate $45 million to the defeat of pro-life candidates. What's your reaction to that, Abby?
Yeah, you know, no surprise. It just shows, I mean, they're really not about women's health care. They haven't been about women's health care for a very, very long time. They are a political entity, and they are essentially a force to elect only politicians who hold their same extreme views. And, you know, we've had former abortion workers come through, and then there were none in our ministry who were made to go to these political rallies by Planned Parenthood. And, you know, they were just nurses, receptionists, lab techs. You know, they're just trying to do their jobs, had no interest in political work, but they were forced. They were roped into going to these events because of their employer, a supposed healthcare provider. And that, I mean, that just shows you that's really where their interests lie. I mean, they say that they have no money to keep their clinics open, yet their political arm has millions of dollars to throw at candidates. I mean, if they really care about women, they should be putting those money into their clinics and actually helping women.
Finally, then, how do you explain the ongoing success of the unplanned movie that tells your story?
You know, I think we all have an innate desire to seek truth. And I think that people are confused. I think that they're hearing this false narrative spun by secular media outlets. And I think they're unsure about what to believe, particularly regarding social issues such as abortion. And this film shows that reality of abortion. It shows the truth of abortion. I think people are seeking that or looking for that. And that's what they found in this film. And I think that that's why it had so much success in the box office. I think it's why it had and continues to have such tremendous success since releasing onto DVD and streaming. It's why it's having so much international success. People just want the truth, and that's what this film is giving them.
Abby Johnson is a former Planned Parenthood manager, CEO, and founder of And Then There Were None. Her work as a Planned Parenthood employee is the subject of the movie Unplanned, and she's also author of the book Unplanned. You can find out more about And Then There Were None and purchase the book and the movie Unplanned at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Abby, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Luke Goodrich joins us on the other side of the break. He's an attorney for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court and LGBTQ employment rights.
Invited to Oktoberfest featuring the Waterloo German Band, Friday night, October 18th at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. Oktoberfest features a traditional German buffet dinner, silent and oral auctions, and of course, beer. Tickets are $15. Attendance is limited to 200. Proceeds benefit St. Paul Lutheran School, the only classical Lutheran school in Greater St. Louis. Learn more and purchase tickets at school.stpaulhamel.org. Oktoberfest is sponsored in part by Valo Floor Covering, Alton Memorial Hospital, Bunker Hill Chiropractic Clinic and Bunker Hill Physical Therapy, Hoxie Hollow LLC, Be Dry and Be Wet Solutions, and Steve Schmidt Auto. Oktoberfest, Friday night, October 18th at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.